Hello, I'm Joshua.
And I'm Mary, and welcome to From the Heart.
Orlando is widely known for its tourist spots and attractions, but many people don't know about its thriving arts community.
It's an honor to introduce to you passionate artists and leaders whose talents shape our arts community. How do they create, and why? And how will Orlando benefit from our growing arts presence?
On each episode, we'll meet guests who are influential leaders and artists who are truly making a difference.
From the Heart.
Well, hello, Mary.
Hi, Joshua.
We are back again, and what an exciting show that we have in store for you today. And Mary and I love to chat and catch up and all of that fun stuff, but we have so much goodness in this episode that
we really just
want to jump right in.
This is our premiere of a new series that we're going to start rolling out called Hidden Gems of Orlando. So this is a Hidden Gems series, and what we'll do on a show like today is we're going to introduce you to three amazing people who are doing outstanding work in the arts in our community. And so today, we are going to be bringing to you Benoit Glazier. Benoit is the owner of the White House, where he lives. He'll tell us a little bit about that. But if you've ever seen La Nuba, you will have seen him as the music director of Cirque du Soleil down at Disney Springs. So welcome.
Yay, welcome Benoit.
Nice to be here.
And he's no stranger to us. We had him on our TV show and had great conversation before. And so, you know, when we talk about hidden gems, if you're an artist, this is no hidden gem to you. But to everyone listening to Magic 107.7 tonight, it might not be something that you know about. So we want to make sure you do, because it is an awesome offering to our community. And the mission of the Arts Foundation is to present and inspire great music and art in Central Florida through performance and education. But I love the first tagline of what you say when you're in your belief statement is art and music belong to everyone.
Mm. Yeah, we believe
that.
Tell
us about that.
Well, we started this. This is a 16-year project now. It's ongoing. And we started because it was 16, 17 years ago. It was pretty hard to find live music and arts happenings in the middle of the week. And especially, you know, the weekends are easier a little bit. But of course, that's changed since then. It's so much better now. But anyway, so we decided to make our own concert because we couldn't find anything happening. And it blossomed and grew pretty quickly to the point where we had to build and we designed and built a new house. And that's the White House because it's white. And
that's a good reason.
Yeah. And because I figured that if people were going to, you know, our most of our events are on Sunday nights. And I figured if people were late on Monday morning, late to work, they could say, oh, sorry, I was at the White House last night. But we don't capitalize the letters, so it's okay. There's no confusion possible.
So our listeners will know, you literally open up your home on Sunday nights and ask people to come in, bring a bottle of wine, bring some cheese, bring a plate of vegetables, and then sit down and listen to a concert.
Right.
When someone first told me that, I said, someone just lets strangers in his home? And he's like, yeah, it's great. And I fell in love with what you offered there.
Yeah, we didn't think it was that special when we started, and we didn't have a grand plan, but it's turned out to be, you know, really quite special, in fact. And what we strive to do is kind of remake the balance or the relationship between the performers and the audience into a better balance, basically, because, you know, there you have the two extremes. You have the concert hall where, you know, people sit quietly and everything is going one way from the stage to the audience. And then you have the other extreme, like in a bar or things like that, where, you know, you're trying to perform there and really the people in the audience have all the power and, you know, and basically you're there to help or to support the food and beverage industry. So we're trying to offer a unique experience for the audience, but also a unique experience for the performers. And So when I designed the house, the space, I made sure that the acoustics were very, very good. And, you know, and for a small space, it's a 16,500 cubic feet. So it's a small space, but it really sounds good. And but the AC is super quiet and everything like that. So from the audience point of view, it's nice because it sounds good. Everybody can hear everything and see everything. You're not a mile away from the performance. And then from the performer's point of view, it's a great experience because we have all the equipment, the big instruments, the drum set, the piano, all that stuff is all there. They don't have to bring anything, the amps and all that stuff. and it's a good sounding room, and we provide a great audience. You know, we have almost 3,000 people on our email list, and so the 100 people who show up are there because they really want to hear the music that is being performed, and so you always get a good match between the performers and the audience, which is not always the case.
Wow, it's such a cool concept. You know, if you're just now listening and tuned in to us here on Magic 107.7 From the Heart with Mary Thompson Hunt and I, we're with our guest Benoit Glazer from the Timaqua Arts Foundation, better known as the White House here in Central Florida. But what are the types of things, art, that people will experience? I mean, is it all the disciplines of the arts, or is it just music?
Oh, no. Everything is there. We have, most of the time, we'll have an artist who's working there live and showing their work. And, you know, I have good lighting for the works and things like that. So it's not like an art gallery where, you know, because there's a stage and there's a show going on, you want a certain amount of intimacy and a special atmosphere with lighting and things. So I keep the lighting, you know, pretty low in the house, like so a little bit dark so that it's more conducive to listening to music. But then I have lighting that really pops the artwork. And, you know, most of the artists are really, really pleased with the way their art shows in our house. And also, as far as music goes, like if you look at our calendar at timaqua.com, you'll see that if there's a few open dates left in 2017, and you'll see that we have open for folk, open for classical, open for jazz, and then open for anything. Mm-hmm. And that means independent films, theater, book readings, poetry, all kinds of music that don't necessarily fit any of the other avant-garde standard categories.
Completely. My sister went to one where she said someone was playing their computer.
Oh yeah,
it was avant-garde music.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have like I just started curating the program a little bit more. Like in other words, I've been a little bit more active in the programming just to make sure that there's one classical-ish event every month. There's one jazz-ish event every month, so that if you're a fan of a certain kind of music, you can come every month to the house. Because sometimes in the past, I would actually not curate anything. It was completely organic. But what happened was, you know, sometimes 3-4 weeks in a row would be a similar type of music. And so, you know, it was, it's easier this way to form a habit and make sure that everybody, you know, gets to come to the house at least once.
So it's really
a
palette of all the arts.
Absolutely. Everything is there.
And you gave us the website. It's timaqua.com, but it's TimaquA.com. Yeah. And looking at your calendar, you have dates all the way through the end of 2017 that have been booked. So if we're listening, an arts group or a chamber group or something, and they want to have a stage to perform, how would they get in touch with you, and what's that process look like?
Well, it's very easy. They go on the website, they'll find a date that works for them, and then they send me an email, and the email is right there on the website, and that's it. We have a small programming committee now, and so we look at it, and that's it. And we can fit, like, it's not a huge stage, but we've hit, like, the New Score Chamber Orchestra, their inaugural concert was at the house. That was the full ensemble, which was, you know, percussion, 3 percussionists, a woodwind quintet, brass quintet, and a string sextet or septet. So it's, you know, I could fit 30 people on stage if I have to. So
I loved how your children would often open the show, violin, drums, piano, and feature them. I thought that was really great.
We did that for years and years. Now they're off to college. I have one in Colorado, one in Tallahassee. And so it's been a little bit more difficult to do it steadily. But when we can, we still do it. Jean-Marie, our youngest, is still in close by. So, you know, when he's around, we make him play and stuff.
And, you know, I think there's nothing like intimate art experiences. And Mary, you know, you and I both love that. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine having something like that in my home. I mean, Mary and I jam out in our homes with our hairbrush, you know, singing along. But what is it like? I mean, tell us an inspirational story where you were sitting there going, you were so overwhelmed that this was being created in your home. Maybe a moment that you just...
There's a lot of those. There's a lot of those. I mean, you know, I make a video for everyone who comes. So the performers, they get to get a video. And so I have a world-class, you know, small-scale, quantity-wise, but high-quality recording studio and a 4-camera system. And so I'm busy, you know, during the events because I do the live sound. I do the broadcast sound. We live stream everything, by the way, so you can listen anywhere in the world.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. That's great.
You're listening to Magic 107.7. We're here with Benoit Glazer, listening to his talk about the White House and Timaqua. Timaqua was the street that you were on in Hunter's Creed originally.
Yeah, there's two reasons why we named the nonprofit Timucua Arts Foundation. One of them was the where we came from was in Hunters Creek. The community where we came from was called Timucua. The street was Timucua. Everything was Timucua. And then when I first moved there in 1998, I looked it up to see what it meant. And then we found that it was, you know, it's an Indian tribe or a native tribe. And they were wiped out pretty quickly because they were not very belligerent because they lived where shellfish and other food was abundant. So they didn't have to fight for it. Mm. And so they were ill-equipped to fight the Spanish when they came. But they left a lot of artifacts behind because of the abundance of food. They had time to create art, and and so we thought it was interesting. And then, fun fact is, when we dug for the foundation at the new house, we found some a couple of spear points and arrow points, and we thought that's really cool.
That's perfect. So you can experience great art, you can perform great art, you can also volunteer, right? So I just noticed on your website, a year ago, you celebrated your 15th anniversary, your 600th concert, your 2000th world premiere, and over 10,000 hours of volunteer work. And you've run this whole thing through the hearts and labor of volunteers. Yeah. How can someone get involved that way?
Well, they just contact us. And actually, you know, we really encourage people to volunteer. For a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, there's a lot of work to do, so that's, there's always something to do. But a lot of companies, if you work for the City of Orlando, for Orange County government, for many larger companies, they will donate money to the charity of your choice if you volunteer for a nonprofit. And so my company, my employer, Cirque du Soleil, they give every year because I choose the Arts Foundation because I volunteer for it. And so they donate, you know, $1,000, and Allstate does the same. We have a volunteer who works for Allstate, and so they give money. So it's a really good way to contribute, both with your time and talent, and with money from your employer.
Mm. We don't have too much time left, but before we leave, for those who have never been to a home where there's a concert there like yours, right? There's not very many. It was the first I ever went to. What would you say to them as to why they should come and experience it?
Well, I'm told it's very unique and very special. For me, it's, you know, we're up to 700 concerts now, so it's commonplace for me, but it's not commonplace for everyone. And certainly from the performers, I have some performers, for example, Peter Brutzmann from Germany. He will only play at the house now when he's in the southeast of the United States. And so he actually, you know, instructed his agent to forego every other venue. And so this year he came, he had the 8-city North American tour, and Orlando was one of them because he comes to the house. Mm-hmm. And so if it's that special for a veteran performer like Peter, who's been traveling the world since the early 60s, performing all over the world, if it's so special for him, it's probably going to be pretty cool for you.
And you've made it so clear about your heart and mission. We only have about a minute left, but tell us, what's a dream you have for Timucua? What's something that you still want to see realized?
Well, you know what we really want to do with the house, with enough political will from the city, hopefully it'll happen someday. We want to turn the house into a residence for young musicians and artists where after school, but at the beginning of their career, from all over the world, they would come live rent-free for a year at the house, donate my time to the Boone High School kids right next across the street. And we want to do a boat. So we want to do what we do at the house, but instead of 100 seats, we want a 200-seat auditorium on a solar-powered boat that would be going around and performing all over the...
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Mary and I want to be on the inaugural cruise, okay?
Yeah, so everybody wants to.
Yes.
Tell us how we can do that. We love that. Well, tell us again about your website so everybody can go and learn more about you.
Timucua.com. Timucua.com is the website, and everything is there. They're scheduled, how you can donate. You can become a member. Everything you can do for us or whatever you can do for you.
Well, listeners, I think you can tell why Benoit has been on the Hidden Gem show today, because really this is an amazing thing in our community. So please go check out the website and go check out a concert and support our local artist through the White House. And we will be back with some more great guests and some more Hidden Gems. Thank you, Benoit.
Thank you, Benoit.
Magic 107.7 FM from the heart. Welcome back to From the Heart. I'm Joshua Vickery with my beautiful co-hosts, funny, talented, all of those superlatives, of course, Mary Thompson Hunt on Magic 107.7 FM and our show From the Heart. And this episode is very cool because we are exploring some hidden gems in our arts community. So, you know, there are the giants that we love so much, like the Orlando Philharmonic and Orlando Ballet and SAC Comedy Club and Fringe Festival. We've had all those great people in here. But today we're talking about some things that you might not have heard about that you need to know about, that mm-hmm. absolutely you should know about.
And superstars in their own right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And incredible artists. And so today we are talking with Damian Simon, who is our guest on the show. And we're going to talk about Damian as an artist, and we're going to talk about some of his accolades, but we're also going to talk about New Score Chamber Orchestra. So welcome to the show, Damian.
Hi, Damian.
Thanks for having me.
We are so glad you're here. So tell us all about what you do as a composer.
Well, I write scores, mostly orchestral scores, for ballet companies, contemporary dance companies, as well as film and television.
Awesome. And do you have a preference over one over the other? Do you like writing for all of it?
I actually like writing for all of it, but I tend to sway towards ballet and contemporary dance. I just love the medium of having the watching the movement towards your music.
Very cool. So tell us about a ballet or contemporary dance that you compose that you're so proud of.
A couple years ago, I did a score for a company in Buffalo, New York called La Lair Dance. And it was a one-off with the company and like 11-minute score. So I'd worked with them before, done shorter pieces. But this one turned out to be very popular with the fans and everything like that. And it stayed with them for 3-4 years now. And they've toured all over the planet with it. I've been to Russia 3 times with the score. Back in April, just finished a 23-city tour of Europe.
How is it different composing for a dance company as opposed to a film or a...
It's funny. I did an interview a few weeks ago up on Satellite Beach, and the woman who interviewed me for that asked the same question. When it comes to choreographers, you have to go with their movement. They're what they're trying to portray, emotional feeling. Okay, you also have to deal with tempo, instrumentation, things like that. And a lot of times they don't have anything pinned down exactly, so it's like a lot of trial and error, you know, throw spaghetti at the wall, see what sticks sort of scenario. Whereas when it comes to film, it's in the movie, it's part of the film. They want certain music at certain spots with certain emotional feels, so everything's pretty much pinned down to what they want immediately.
Will you watch the movie and then come up with the score from what you've watched, or are you pretty much told?
At first, I'll sit down with directors and I'll say, okay, what is this movie about? Where do you want the score? Blah, 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 blah. And then they'll go off, they'll be in the middle of filming, and then they'll make their own decisions as their filming goes along. And then you sit down and they eventually, this is when the frustrating part as a composer, especially for film. I'm doing a movie right now in Chicago, and I've come across a situation with the director there because she's a first-time director. And a thing called picture lock. Okay, so... a picture lock is basically when they're done with the film, they're not going to do anymore. Okay, there's no editing, nothing done. Everything is the way it's going to be specifically done. So if you don't have picture lock and they start editing little parts, even if it's like a snippet of like 2 frames, that could throw the whole score completely off. So then you have to go back and re-edit, then re-edit, then re-edit, then re-edit. It becomes a little frustrating, but it's fun that way.
Yeah, and you're a guitarist too, fantastic guitarist. You teach guitar at our School of Performing Arts. But, you know, we talked a lot with Julian and Arcadian and that relationship with Beauty and the Beast and the ballet. And we really dove into the relationship of composer and arranger and artistic director and all those things. And we were surprised that they were saying that you don't really have to play the piano. You don't even really have to play an instrument to compose. Tell us about you play guitar. Do you play piano?
Yes, I play a little piano. You know, I was trained on piano as well. It's really a necessity to play a little piano. Because especially when you're writing for multiple instruments, I mean, an arranger in one aspect, you're arranging the score in front of you. As a composer, you're writing from scratch. So you need to have that at least one instrument to write with, you know, and it's a lot easier to write for the piano with the piano than it is any other instrument because it's a piano and you can voice all those other instruments with your hands.
So have you had this since you were a child? I mean, did you go to school for this? I mean, you got to know key signatures and time signatures, but a little bit's just... heart and born with musical ability.
I started off in the 80s, you know, playing in punk rock bands as a guitarist. And that stuck. I realized I was getting better and better at it. Then in high school, I joined the jazz band. That went really well. And then eventually went on to Purchase Conservatory just outside New York City, where I studied composition there. And then from there, I went to grad school and did musicology there in Ireland. But it's development. You know, 20, 30 years ago, I would never think I'd be writing scores for ballets.
Mm. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Damian Simon on From the Heart, Magic 107.7. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt here with Joshua Vickery. And Damian, I wanted to ask you another question. Is this something that you knew very early growing up that you were going to go into?
No, not at all.
Well, I love the evolution, punk rock to
jazz
exactly, to
yeah.
SUNY.
And my brother and I were bred like horses as soccer players. And like I said, hanging out with the kids in the neighborhood, getting involved with the punk rock scene in Buffalo in the 80s, went from there, you know, and then just the development into different types of musics and realized I really love doing this. Mm-hmm. So,
How can people in our community come out and be of support or get to listen to your music?
Well, when I have local shows, I do play some local concerts, and I have some orchestras here that do play my scores as well. And obviously the movies and the ballets you can see on YouTube, or if they're in different cities, obviously go to those cities. But locally, you can go my Facebook page, Damian Simon Music Facebook page. I do a lot of my put scores up there, videos up there, performances from different parts of the country. I just put up another one from New York City. I did a score there a couple weeks ago. And another score of mine, Lion City, with the New Score Chamber Orchestra, was performed at Timaqua, Benoit Glazier's place, the White House, a couple weeks ago, and that's up online as well. And YouTube, stuff like that.
That's awesome. So you mentioned this already, but one of the hidden gems that we're talking about in this segment is the New Score Chamber Orchestra, and that is an orchestra that exists of players and really exists to bring out new works, right? To showcase new works.
Yes.
So they are an orchestra in town that has showcased some of your new works. Tell us all about the New Score Chamber Orchestra.
The New Score Chamber Orchestra was created by Jamie Weir, a local trombonist, and he's done a great job. He brings in scores from all over the world. People submit them, and we have our local players that perform them, and our season actually kicks off tomorrow, and we're going to have multiple concerts throughout the summertime at the Orlando Rep. The great thing about that is the scores are done by living composers. So a lot of composers will actually show up from different parts of the country or world to see them. We had a woman from China show up a couple concerts ago to perform a vocal piece.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very interesting because they're new pieces, they're living composers, things are a lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. So you're not listening to the same old Bach, Schumann, Mozart, you have something new and fresh for people who also attract people to classical and orchestral music.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So if you're just now tuning in on Magic 107.7 FM, our guest today is Damian Simon, and he is a freelance composer and teacher and all that, but he also works with New Score Chamber Orchestra. And I'm Joshua Vickery, along with my co-host, Mary Thompson Hunt. You know, you're really kind of breaking the cliche that the orchestra is all about just dead white guys, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly,
you're saying this is all about living composers. And if there's somebody listening, and we hope there is, to the show tonight that is sketching out some compositions and playing on the piano and really thinking through what's a way that they can get started in this business and what's a way maybe they can even submit something to the New Score Chamber Orchestra.
Well, once someone asked me, you know, I do a lot of scores. Very prolific writer, and they ask, you know, how do you get all these jobs? Works. It's legwork. It's like anything else. You're a salesman of your own craft. You have to get out there. You have to contact people. Best way for New Score Chamber Orchestra is go to their website, contact Jamie Weir. He's the director. Ask to submit a score. He will take it. He will look at it. He's a very, very wonderful man. He's very intelligent with the way he, you know, dictates the concert schedule and the pieces that we play. So submission, submission, submission. And every time you have something, submit it. You know?
Damian, what's next for you? What does the future look like?
Near or far?
How about both?
That sounds like a song. I won't sing it. But
near or far?
Well, I actually have two films coming out this month. One is by a local director. And then I have another one in Chicago coming out, that one's a very interesting one. That's the director is actually the choreographer, and it's a short, it's a 25-minute film, but there's absolutely no dialogue in it. Hmm. So the whole thing is 8 different snippets of dance scenes. So the whole film is done through dance.
Does it tell a story?
Yes. It tells the story of death chasing these, I believe, six people.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell our listeners about live music and about your scores coming to life? What's the joy in that?
Well, you can sit there all day long and sit in your studio and write, you know, pen to paper or use some computer program to write out your scores. That's great. But once you see it live, you can't beat that.
Mm.
You know, all the work you put into something. When it comes to like pop music, it's relatively easy to churn out some pop music songs really quick, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to orchestral scores, the instrumentation that you use, it can get very, very complex.
Mm.
So when you see those players perform it, you're seeing that music come to life sometimes for the first time.
That's awesome. Do you ever play favoritism to some of the instruments? You know, I know some composers, you're going to say
yes.
The same thing. We're like right there together. Yes. But, you know, sometimes they say, oh, I don't want any French horn ever.
Oh, I love
but
French
some
horn.
People are like, I want more French horn.
I'm a French horn.
Do you have
horn
some
girl.
Favorite instruments that you always tend to go to?
I have to say I'm a string guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Which is funny because Jamie Weir from New Score, he pretty much bitched at me like a couple months ago. He was like, oh, you never write anything for, you know, brass or anything like that. So I put out a brass quintet for him just to get him off my back.
That's
but
awesome.
I've never done a brass quintet, so it was like it was a learning experience for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So and I really enjoy that piece. So I'll probably end up exploring different arrangements of different instrumentations and things like that.
Why do you love the strings? Well, I mean, they're beautiful, of course, but
also it might be because I'm a guitarist as well. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That might be it. Maybe the warmth and the emotional feeling with it.
They pull on his heartstrings. Here's a question for you. The ideal project that you would one day like to be a part of, what's that job that you're aiming towards?
For the last few years, there's a choreographer up in New York, John Lair, with the Lair Dance. I've done tons of scores with him. And we've always wanted to put together a touring show, a big touring show, in a Riverdance capacity touring show. That is like the dream for me right now, is to have something like a full length, hour and a half show, all my scores, his choreography.
Wow. So, that's a
nice goal to have.
Yes.
Yeah, the issue is funding.
That always is a question in the arts. I know that for sure. So tell us about why is New Score Chamber Orchestra and why are the works of Damian Simon a hidden gem in Central Florida?
Oh, hidden gem, huh? Thank you. New Score Orchestra, like I said, bringing in new works of living composers, not a lot of people, organizations do that because tendency of people that listen to classical music today are, older individuals that want to hear the standard Beethoven, standard Mozart, and they tend not to give a chance to new composers. Oh, these guys can't be as good as the dead guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive. There's no way. But don't forget, there are people that were listening to Beethoven and Mozart while they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole tendency is have that in our community. That's something we can showcase in the Orlando area in our community of what different organizations do and what they can add and give to people around them. And also enhance it, bring in children, bring in young people into orchestral classical music. Nowadays, everything's pop, pop, pop. And, mm-hmm. There's other things out there than just,
Damian, has there ever been a person that's called you up and personally wanted to have you write an orchestral piece for them for maybe a gift for their anniversary or a family reunion? Or, could someone call you up if they had the money to say?
I've had people.
If they have the money.
I mean,
if they can write the check, I'm sure Damian would take care.
I know, I'll take anything to write a check.
I can write a check. I might not be able to put the money behind it.
I have definitely had organizations come up to me and ask for me to write scores. I mean, the whole thing is, I search out people, but people also have searched out me. There's a group called the Canticles Flute, which is a local flute quartet, and I believe you know exactly who they are. And they came to me and asked me to write a score for them recently. Actually, it was last year, and they've performed that on multiple occasions in different venues.
Well, I hope that someone will listen to your story today and want to call and commission you to write for them.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for sharing what you do and adding to our Orlando Hidden Gems. Friends, you've been listening to From the Heart on Magic 107.7. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt, and I've been with my exquisite co-host, Joshua Vickery, and we thank you for being here with us this evening, From the Heart.
Welcome back, listeners. We hope that you are having a great time listening to the hidden gems of Central Florida in our arts community. And boy, we have learned about two amazing organizations. And this segment is going to be so enlightening to all of the performers listening in. And we have a diva of Central Florida, and I mean that in a good way, an incredible performer, arts advocate, really an example of what it is to be a professional performer here in Orlando and in Central Florida, and a dear friend, Andrea Canny, with us. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
And we, and Andrea, we are so very excited to have you in the studio, really because what I just said, you're a great performer, so you will have great performing tips for our listeners. But beyond that, we're going to be learning about a new project that you're involved in. Really, it's not new. It's been a couple years old, but new to our maybe our listeners, but the performer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about that.
It is a new website. We've been on live about less than 6 months, I believe. I think maybe in April is when we went live. We're basically the ultimate resource, digital resource for the performer, because a lot of you performers out there know it's difficult to make a decision as to what your 32-bar audition cut is going to be, what key to do it in, all these different kind of things. And just some people, you know, don't have a coach to help them with that. And so we're basically there to be your assistance. We have three different things available for sale on our site, and then the rest is absolutely free. And nothing's over $4.99. So,
Andrea, when you say performer, you're speaking of musical performance, theater performance?
And theatrical. Mm-hmm. We have music, and we also have monologues. But we also are... Our goal is to branch out into design as well. So, you know, costume designers, we're getting advice from, I'm working on pieces for our blog segment on transitions, people transitioning from, this is how I got into performing, this is what I did when I performed, went in from regional into large markets like, say, LA and New York, and then this is what I've done, this is how I've transitioned into, say, producing or, you know, becoming a award-winning costume designer. So we've got definitely access to a lot of people that we can share their stories and help young performers and you know, people who are in college or starting their career out, get an idea of what's out there for them, what their options are.
I love that, Andrea. And we've talked a lot on the show about how as a performer, you're really your own business.
Absolutely.
You have to sell yourself, and it can be really a lonely world.
Mm-hmm.
And with a website like this, it's a one-stop shop, no pun intended, for you to get resources and to get music and all that, but also to have great blogs and articles about how to succeed. I know literally driving in here to the radio show, I saw the top 10 a cappella groups published by you guys and how to learn from them and how to create, because they're, you know, a cappella is kind of a big thing right now, and everybody's creating their own group. And if they have really a guide or suggestions of how to go about it the right way, I think that's awesome. So would you say that what is the main focus of this? So is that one of the main focuses is to educate, but also to get resources? I mean, what's the main thing you're going for?
The main thing is we want to provide people with products that they need to be really successful in an audition, because we've got our kids in high school who are preparing for thespian competitions, and they're also going for college auditions. We want to set them up for success. So we've got the 32-bar audition cuts with the choice of three different keys. And for $2.99, all you have to do is you print it out. You get two printouts, and it goes right into your audition book. So it's nice, clean, concise. And for $4.99, you get an MP3 of an accompanist playing it exactly as it is on page, so you can practice to that, as well as a professional vocalist that is singing the vocal line. So in case you needed to learn that song, you're going to be able to learn it from that vocalist. But then we also have sheet music, a full sheet music for sale. And we also have monologues, so it's a great place for research as well. Just if you go in to our monologue section and go through all the previews, you're going to get genres, subgenres, categories. You can sort by all those options.
For all ages and types?
For all ages and types, whether it's contemporary. If somebody my age is looking for a specific monologue that's a specific subject, we're just like Tumblr in the fact that we have tags. So you can look them up that way as well. But you can use it as research. And then the blog section is mostly to help people through the process of being a performer. You know, like one thing is the reason why we have fabulous Deke Sharon, the father, they call him the father of contemporary a cappella, is because he was my music director in a group at Disney. And one of the blog pieces that I wrote was networking is a fancy word for making and keeping friends.
Mm.
And that's one thing that's very important that I like to stress to all the people that I coach is don't burn bridges. Make friends. Mm. And keep them. Be involved in each other's lives, and eventually you'll get to work together again, which is just fun.
Well, mm-hmm. Andrew, we're going to have you back again some other time to Woo-hoo! Talk about all the things that you do. But coming from you, advice from you is great because you've been in the casting world. You've been a performer. You've been a producer. You've been on all of those sides. So all of the advice that will be on this website, performerstuff.com, will be really, really great jewels for you to hang on to. Also, I love that you're able to, you kind of put the top five monologues that are out there, the top mm-hmm. five sheet music or the top five audition cuts, because sometimes you just don't even know where to start.
Right.
You really don't. And so you lay it out for us. How did this get created and why? I mean, you talked a little bit about why, but how did it get created?
This is the brainchild of Joyce Arbucias from the Imagination House, which is our parent company. And their daughter was getting ready for many auditions, you know, now she's at FSU. And it was just one of those things where you would buy all these books of monologues, and you may get one or two monologues out of it that you could use. And she just thought, gosh, wouldn't it be great if there was just one place we could actually go to mm-hmm. and search for monologues and buy them individually as opposed to having book after book after book.
How do you intend to grow the website? Will it include instrumentalists down the line, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to leave anyone out because every single aspect of entertainment is a performance of some point. You know, mm-hmm. we've got set designers in mind, you know, costume designers in mind, audio, anything that is based, because like you know, too, is you have to be well-rounded because eventually you're going to want to put on a show like the wonderful show mm-hmm. that you just did the other night for Orlando. You have to get in that producer mindset pretty fast if you want to move forward. So we want everybody to have a very well-rounded view of what's going on and what goes into being in the entertainment business.
Do you have any interviews of certain people in casting talking their point of view to your viewers?
I do believe there is a blog post with a local, Amy Banks, a local mm-hmm. casting director. I created a segment that is a video segment, celebrity interviews.
Nice.
We have, it's called Mirror Chat. And because, you know, as performers, we typically have long, deep conversations with each other without even looking at each other's real face.
True.
We talk through the mirror. And it just happens, so happens that our logo is the lights around a dressing room mirror. So it kind of worked out perfectly. But I interviewed Davis Gaines, our lovely
nice.
Orlando yes. boy done good in Broadway, as well as Marilyn May, just a vocal legend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was here in town, and she was nice enough to let me interview her. So, and we're getting ready to do some really major ones out in L.A. and New York, too, talking to some great people. So it's, and all that stuff is for free, and we also have a profile section at the end if you want to make your own profile. Eventually, we'll want to bust that out into casting opportunities and coaching and workshops.
Mm.
You're listening to Magic 107.7. We're with Andrea Canny from Performer Stuff. What are you most excited about that's coming next for PerformerStuff.com?
I'm just excited about really growing the website, and it's growing every day. Like right now we've got cuts from the hottest show on the planet, Hamilton, you know, and so we've got audition cuts for that, and it's exciting to know that our talented friends that are auditioning for this have this opportunity now. They have a 32-bar cut. I'm like, oh, took care of it. We got it for you. You know, we've got Kinky Boots ones coming up. We've got a lot. We're going for the hottest music as well as classic music, you know, because for college auditions, sometimes you need classic musical theater as well.
Yeah, I love that. And I think probably our entire artistic community is applauding you because you are making better performers and you're helping them be prepared for all the auditions that are going to be happening, no matter the theater, no matter the vocal company, whatever it is, you're getting performers ready.
Yeah.
What are some things that will be coming out of this as far as workshops? I mean, beyond the website, where there'll be things that we'll be able to learn from tangibly in person, are you going to go out and teach about all the techniques through this website?
Well, we did go to the Southeast Theatrical Conference, the SETC, and we did a workshop there, which was very well received. And we're going to want to do more of those, and we're going to different conventions and getting the word out and doing those workshops. Eventually, we're going to get into Skype coaching.
Oh, nice.
Things like that, and maybe large format workshops. So the world's our oyster. I mean, we're really just looking at growing this as large as it needs to be in order to help the teachers, help the kids. The teachers are the most appreciative right now. They go, really? You do this? Like, this is going to help me so much because I'm so tired.
$3.99?
My kids are going to, you know, they go crazy asking, you know, can you find me an audition cut? Can you find me an audition cut? And they're like, I'm just going to send them to your website and say, shut up.
I love that. So if you are a performer or a teacher or you want to be a performer, you need to put performerstuff.com mm-hmm. in your favorites tab mm-hmm. and check it regularly, because you never yeah. know what else might pop up as a tool. And you were sharing with us a little bit just kind of offline about the different types of people that might benefit from this. Mm-hmm. So the performer, of course, but who else? A teacher? And
well, we've got high school and college level teachers that definitely need this. Eventually, we will want to branch out into making it easier for educators to kind of house their format, their syllabus of stuff that they're going to be working with for a season or a semester. What do they call school
and,
things?
And I imagine it's helping yes. the casting director, because they're going to see people bringing their best foot forward.
Yeah, and eventually our profile section that is, like I said, completely free. And you, if you don't know how to set up a resume, we've already done it for you. You
nice.
Just put in the information, you can print it out, and it's free.
Really?
And eventually that our cast, we've already been approached by casting directors saying, when is it going to be available for us to sort through there and start casting things?
Wow.
So
wow,
it's really
great.
It's really something that we're just making sure along the way we keep growing into exactly what the public needs, you know.
Share with us a success story that you know has somebody's been successful because of performerstuff.com. They got the right monologue, they got the right information, they got
song.
The right song. Mm-hmm. You know, give us just a quick success story.
Yeah, I have. Well, actually, I had to use
it. And she's
here.
Very successful.
And I'm here.
So
I'm right here. We were actually working on I think it was a benefit or a gig or something, and we didn't have the actual physical sheet music with us. One, we thought the other one was bringing it, or I don't know, something happened. And we ended up just going to the printer. Oh, I know what it was for. It was for a workshop I was teaching. And we went to the computer, and when you purchase it, you get two printouts. And so if you only printed out the one, you've got the second one just sitting there waiting for you. And so that was the case. So we just went to the nearest computer, and we printed that out. And Bob's your uncle, we had it for our for our gig, you know.
That's
it was,
awesome.
It was pretty amazing. I was like, oh, well, that didn't happen for me. That's pretty cool.
And I think you probably have so many success stories by adding in the vocal lines. So there's one thing about getting an arrangement of it and having to be able to listen to the accompaniment to it. But then to hear a professional singer, like you said, Hannah Laird and Michelle mm-hmm. Lindhall is producing those mm-hmm. vocal tracks, to be able to hear a great local performer, you know, sing through that arrangement and the things that they do with it really, mm-hmm. I'm sure, sets up for success, right?
Absolutely. Well, because they're singing, for the most part, to the page. So if you have to learn this song, you're getting some of the best talent in the world. I mean, mm-hmm. people are slowly learning that Orlando is just a warehouse for amazing talent. Mm-hmm. You know, I came down here 25 years ago to work for Disney. Well, actually on vacation, and ended up auditioning. You know, I was like, oh, I'll write the trip off, and then got the job, and 25 years later,
here
I am. So they bring a lot of people here, but we stay because we love the lifestyle, and we love mm-hmm. the work, and we love the people, and we've made friends and families and homes. And but we've all kind of demanded over the decades that there be some culture. So a lot of people here are really talented, and they're our friends. So they come and they lay down these tracks, and it's pretty amazing to listen to.
Yeah, and do you get to hear a little bit of the track or a little bit of the piano as you're surfing the different arrangements?
Absolutely. You get a choice of three different keys for the audition cuts. Mm. And so you choose whichever key you want to listen to, and each one will have the professional preview as well as the preview in that key for the audition cut.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And is it unlimited downloads of those? Or you said there's
two printouts. And then you download the MP3. So you
which
have
is
those.
Gracious, because a lot of them just give you one and then it's gone.
Right.
So you're making it affordable, not
Absolutely.
Just available. That's
Mary,
great.
You're an amazing actor. How would that help you with these monologues? I mean, to have all of these at your disposal without having to go and look for them and wonder if you have the rights to use them. I mean, isn't that great for actors?
I can't wait. I can't wait to start going
through
them.
Are you going to download some off of Performer
Stuff? Of course I am. I'm giving them my business. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Mary, you're so good at getting groups of people together to do a performance.
Yes.
And one way the monologue feature here on Performer Stuff would really do well for that is, like, say it's an all-woman show, and it's going to be the topic of love, and it's all women who are over a certain age or something. So you go into those categories and subcategories and genres, and boom, it's going to sift out. It's going to sort out all the ones that are appropriate, and then you can just one by one go through the ones that fit your categories and make a choice, like, say, for a showcase.
She That's just amazing. Gave me an idea for a show.
There you go.
Okay.
Next Valentine's Day, folks.
Well, Andrea, let's make some costumes. Put on a show.
Mary and I both love you, and we can attest to your professionalism. We only have like 30 seconds, but give us a quick tease about what's coming up, your next big project.
July 25th, It's a Monday night at the DPAC at the Dr. Phillips Performing Center, Performing Arts Center. We have got a From Broadway with Love, a tribute to Orlando. Mm. That cast that did that, What the World Needs Now with Seth Rudetsky and Broadway Records.
Beautiful,
up in New
by
York.
The way.
It's absolutely gorgeous and touching. Just think of the people who did that. A lot of them are coming down here. And
wow.
It's going to be a huge Broadway show with a lot of Broadway legends and stars and a lot of current stars that are starring on Broadway right now.
How wow. can people get tickets?
It's going to be ticketed through DPAC.
Okay.
So we will be doing a press release really soon. So definitely keep an ear open about that.
That's right. Awesome. Exciting.
Andrew,
Mary, we'll have to
so
go to
much.
That.
We were so excited to have you here today.
Thank you.
You'll come back, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Definitely a hidden gem, performerstuff.com. Go and check it out. Your one-stop shop for all the performance needs you might have. And stay tuned to our next hidden gem show as we really take a look at the beautiful artistic community of Orlando. We'll see you next time. This is Joshua and Marion from the Heart, Magic 107.7 FM.